Hey there, everyone. Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life, one stoic step at a time. Ever feel like you're riding a roller coaster of emotions? You know that feeling when anger or frustration just pops up out of nowhere, threatening to derail your whole day? Welcome to Daily Detachment, where we explore the timeless wisdom of Stoicism and learn how to stay calm, collected, and unbothered, even when life throws its curveballs. Today's topic is all about dealing with anger and frustration in a healthy way. Something that's super important because let's be real, everyone gets angry sometimes. The good news? Stoicism offers some seriously powerful tools for managing those fiery emotions before they control us. And trust me, these aren't just dusty old philosophies, they work. Think of it like this. Anger and frustration are like uninvited guests at your party. We don't want them overstaying their welcome. So, how do we handle these unwelcome visitors? Here are five key takeaways to keep in mind. First off, recognize that anger is a natural emotion. It's okay to feel angry sometimes. It's a part of being human. But just because you feel angry doesn't mean you have to react. That's where the real power lies, choosing how we respond. Think about it like this. You wouldn't jump into a raging river without thinking, would you? Anger is similar. It can sweep you away if you let it. Second, try to understand the root cause of your anger. Are you feeling frustrated because you're overwhelmed with work? Anxious about an upcoming event? Identifying the trigger helps you address it directly rather than just reacting emotionally. It's like trying to fix a leaky faucet. Gotta find the source first. Third, take a step back and practice some mindful breathing. Seriously, take a deep breath right now. Feel your chest rise and fall. This simple act can help calm your nervous system and give you space to think clearly. It's like hitting the pause button on a frantic movie scene. Gives you time to catch up and make a better decision. Fourth, challenge your negative thoughts. When you feel anger bubbling up, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is it helpful? Often, our anger stems from distorted thinking or unrealistic expectations. By challenging those thoughts, we can start to shift our perspective and find more constructive ways to deal with the situation. Remember, your thoughts aren't always facts, they're just interpretations. And lastly, focus on what you can control. You can't control everything that happens in life, but you can control how you react to it. Instead of dwelling on things outside your influence, channel your energy into things you can change, like taking a break, talking to someone you trust, or engaging in a relaxing activity. It's like choosing to focus on the sun instead of the storm clouds. Makes all the difference. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're stuck in rush hour traffic. Everyone is honking, frustrated, and feeling the heat. You could easily let the anger simmer inside, fueling your own negativity. But what if, instead, you took a deep breath, turned on some chill music, and used that time to listen to an inspiring podcast? Boom. You've just transformed a frustrating situation into a learning opportunity. By practicing those five key takeaways, you can turn anger from an unwelcome guest into a valuable teacher, showing you what needs attention, helping you grow, and ultimately leading you towards greater peace of mind. So, remember, dealing with anger and frustration healthily isn't about suppressing your emotions. It's about acknowledging them, understanding them, and responding in a way that serves you best. It's like learning to surf. The waves are always going to be there, but it's how you ride them that matters. Keep practicing those stoic skills, keep challenging yourself, and remember, you've got this. And hey, if you found this helpful, share it with a friend who could use a little stoic wisdom in their life. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss out on our daily dose of detachment. Until next time, stay calm, collected, and unbothered.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.